to the police by Ingrid Carlqvist. She's suing him for defamation, calling her like an apologetic, that she's apologetic for pedophilia, you know. So he's got that going on, all kinds of memes flowing around about his new curry girlfriend. And now, this week, there were National Socialist banners hung up in his little village, and he thinks we got it in for him. So he's like hunkered down in pedophilia, almost on the verge of mental breakdown, writing on Facebook that he says, "I'm now receiving the news that Nazis have been running around my village this evening, putting up banners from the Nordic resistance movement. I guess the people are trying to stir up my curry frying. I can assure you that all these admirers of ugly mustached, small grown German men in lederhosen, that you're wasting your energy. I am prepared to die for this democracy and my vision of a safer, warmer, and more cohesive and better Sweden. Even since I decided to get engaged politically, and I still am." And he says, "I have not buckled down for the leftist extremists that tried to murder my friends and beat me unconscious with an iron pipe, and I haven't bowed down to the Islamists that have threatened to slaughter my children, and I won't bow down to you." So this is funny because, you know, we conduct activism all over Sweden and all over the north all the time. Hanging up banners is one of our main activities, other than handing out flyers and putting up stickers and posters. And just happened to be his village this evening, and the guy just goes insane. Because, yeah, do you have something?
I have two things about him. I think he's his paranoia.
Mm.
And number two, he's full of himself. That banner is not for him. It's for the people.
Yeah.
I don't think we're looking to get him on board. It's the people who lives in the village. That's the banner's for. So that's the two things I have to say.
Yeah, it's amazing that he feels targeted because, we're not a big fan of Mattias Karlsson, but we're not gonna waste political effort on, you know, trying to scare him. I mean, Jesus Christ, that's ridiculous. And also, making fun of his girlfriend or whatever is, you know, can be seen as uncalled for, but this is a person that we don't really like. This is a traitor of the Swedish people, if anything. You know, supposedly being a part of a nationalist party that has been contacting Jewish intelligence organizations, trying to rat out his own members that are trying to, you know, save Sweden, stop mass immigration, whatever they think that they're trying to do with that party. You know, it's absolutely disgusting behavior. So he deserves nothing but the worst, I think.
Also, maybe it's just a little bit of desperation. He's not relevant anymore. He's the has-been.
The thing was that he never even was relevant. It was just that he kept himself relevant by banning all the people that were somewhat even radical. And then once he had cleansed them out, he kind of ran out of things to put himself in the limelight. And then he found his curry cunt, and it kind of blew up in his face.